Hi Joke, welcome in our virtual studio.
Happy to be here.
Where we'll be talking about the wedding trends for 2021. And you shared with our editorial team four interesting trends you see in your own business. And maybe let's just start with the first one. And the first one you shared was you see a lot more outdoor weddings coming our end.
Yeah, I think in my business, the demand for outdoor wedding concepts is definitely growing. Of course, we need to be realistic and also realize that with an outdoor wedding, there's a lot more work coming into place, more logistically, more work, but also you need some basic event knowledge to be able to pull it off. So that might be why people who want an outdoor wedding are also more inclined to contact a professional. But nevertheless, yes, of course, outdoor weddings, even in rainy Belgium, are a hit. People want to get married outdoor because, let's be honest, most of the times, even in Belgium, it's good weather. And it's great to be able to do a wedding ceremony outside. Of course, I already mentioned it twice, Belgium might be rainy. So, of course, we also always have like a plan B.
Is that then renting a venue nearby or just a tent?
No, we just go for the tent because we have in Belgium we have like great possibilities in renting tents. We have very pretty tents. Also concerning heating, the level of quality is from we can almost create the same level of comfort in a tent than we can in like a brick venue.
Okay, because we have heating, cooling, and all facilities we would have in a normal building.
Yeah. The tent builders of these days, they really can create wonders.
You also mentioned before we started shooting that you also organize events abroad. In typically warm countries, do you always provide a plan B for rain?
Yes, we do. Because even in southern Italy, even in southern France, it can rain also. It's not because we live in Belgium here that there's no chance for rain in France or Italy. So yes, we always have a plan B.
The second trend you shared with us is that weddings are getting more and more personal.
Yeah. Again, this might be that I notice this because people who come to me really have like a vision of how it should be, and most of the time they want it personal. But I think we can consider it to be a general trend that people want their wedding to be theirs and not just a wedding, not just the same wedding at the same venue like the week before. When people come to me, they never say, oh, we went to this great wedding and we want just the same. No, people say, we want our wedding to be ours.
And how does that reflect in the actual wedding or wedding party?
Yeah, when it comes to concrete examples, when one of the when the bride or the groom experienced loss in their near environment, we always try to incorporate some symbolic things about this loss into the wedding ceremony, into the decoration, into the general program of the day, because these kinds of important things in people's life should have, they should have the possibility to include it in such an important day. Other things are possible too. We, for example, had a couple who was really into the comic scene, DC Comics and Marvel and stuff like that. And every guest was inclined to come as a certain DC Comics or Marvel character.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great. Just being there made you happy because you saw all these people dressed up to the nines. It was awesome.
And does every guest come to the wedding dressed up, or did you have to give some attributes to some people?
No, there were like, I think, 150 people. And of course, there were some levels in the dressing up. But like all of them was clear instantly which character they were. Okay, I have to be honest, I had to look them up from time to time because I'm not really into that scene so much. But as soon as I looked it up, I was like, oh, of course you are.
And you and the staff also dressed up during that night?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I went as now I forgot the name. It was a Marvel character who I look like apparently naturally, so it was an easy one.
The next one are classic protocols for weddings. You see them disappear.
Yeah, I think this one is not really a new trend. It goes on already some time, but. We're throwing out more and more of them. For example, when we welcome the people in the past and with the classic protocols, it was used, the couple was used to stand in front of the line together with their parents to say hi to every guest that passed. So the couple was there for half an hour, maybe even 45 minutes to an hour, just saying hi to people. Whereas, what I suggest, if they don't want to do that, we can just let everyone enter, and we are there to welcome the people, and we say the couple will come to you in time. So we do a super long reception cocktail, 2 hours, for example, and then the couple has the time to go say hi to everyone, but then in their pace and not just
standing
shaking
there.
Hands one after another. Yeah.
And maybe that's a bit linked. In the past, everyone went to church for their wedding, and there was a ceremony over there. What I do see a lot of times is that when I go wedding, there is kind of a own built ceremony.
Yeah, the personal ceremonies are really a big hit. I think 70 to 80% of the weddings I do are with a personal ceremony and not with a religious ceremony. So I'm talking about the Christian faith, but also others. So people really tend to prefer the personal ceremony because then there is more time to really include the personal stuff. I mean, you only have the attention span of people for like 1 hour to 1 hour and a half. And if you have to include the religious part, then you lose 45 minutes just with the religious part, and the time for the personal stuff gets limited. So that's why I'm a big fan with the personal ceremonies. Yes.
Okay. The last one you did send in was, I assume it's not only COVID-19 linked, is that people are organizing in smaller parties, not a wedding for 300, 400, 500 people, but rather going smaller.
Yeah, and this goes for every trend that I mentioned. I think it's all apart from COVID-19 and the smaller weddings, like 30, 40 people, it's something. I think we did it for the first time in 2018, and then it was really new to me. I was like, oh, and don't you want more people? No, we just want it with those 40 people because we want everyone to be included, to be fully included. And if you do a wedding with 150 to 300 people, of course, it's really hard to include everyone.
Yeah, even say hi to everyone takes all night then. But if you organize a wedding for, let's say, 30 people, can that become a real party like we know it? Because I can imagine being on the dance floor with 30 people is something different than with 150.
Yeah, of course, most of the time, the people who prefer a smaller party are not people who have the dancing party high on their priority list. Mm-hmm. I think because you say, okay, parties as we know it means you like to be on the dance floor.
Well, it depends, but
a lot of people, it really doesn't matter. You can party in different ways. You can party through a really personal, emotional, and funny wedding ceremony. You can party through a five-star dinner with accompanying wines and some other people. Of course, they like to party through a massive dance party where everyone goes wild. But it really depends on the people who are in front of you, what kind of concept we propose for them.
Okay. Thank you very much, Joke, for sharing these trends with us. We'll put a link to your event planner business profile below the video so people who are looking for a wedding planner and think Joke might be the one, so they can find you. And thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.